This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is welcoming Prime Minister Fumio Kishida of Japan at the White House Friday. The visit underscores the deepening U.S.-Japan strategic alliance. During the Oval Office meeting with the Japanese Prime Minister, President Biden said the United States and Japan have a lot of common ground.
Rather than figuring out how we can work more closely together, the more difficult job would be trying to figure out how and where we disagree.
Ahead of the summit, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, along with their Japanese counterparts, launched a series of changes in defense posture, military training arrangements, and command relationships, including plans to reorganize the U.S. Marine Corps units based on Okinawa. Russia says it has taken Soledar in eastern Ukraine, while Kyiv denies its capture. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Russia claims its forces have captured a fiercely contested salt mining town in what would mark a rare victory for the Kremlin after a series of setbacks in its invasion of Ukraine. But Ukrainian authorities say the fight for Soledar continues. There have repeatedly been conflicting reports over who controls the town, the site of a months-long bloody battle in the grinding fight for Ukraine's eastern regions. The Associated Press could not independently confirm either side's claim. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A military-backed court in Myanmar has reportedly sentenced 112 Rohingya Muslim refugees to jail terms after they were caught traveling outside refugee camps. State-run media reported January 10th that the court sentenced the group to 2 to 5 years imprisonment on January 6th for traveling without legal documents. Children were among those given jail sentences. This is VOA News. South Korean police are seeking charges of involuntary manslaughter and negligence against 23 officials for a lack of safety measures they said were responsible for a crowd surge that killed nearly 160 people on Halloween weekend. On Friday, Sun Ji-han, who headed the National Police Agency's special investigation into the incident in Seoul, cited a series of what he called overlapping failures for the high death toll and recommended the indictment of 23 officials. Despite anticipating a crowd of more than 100,000 people, Seoul police had assigned 137 officers to the capital's nightlife district on the day of the crush. Those officers were focused on monitoring narcotics use and violent crimes. Experts say that left few resources for pedestrian safety. School officials in the United States say a first grader's backpack was searched before last week's school shooting in Virginia. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
School System Superintendent George Parker told parents Thursday night in an online meeting that a school official was notified about the weapon before the six-year-old shot the teacher at a school in Newport News. He said the boy's backpack was searched before the shooting, but the gun was not found at that point. The police chief has previously said the boy brought the gun to school in his backpack. The 25-year-old teacher who was shot in the chest is listed in stable condition after initially suffering what were then called life-threatening injuries. I'm Shelley Adler.
Donald Trump's company has been fined $1.6 million as punishment for a scheme in which some of his executives dodged personal income taxes on lavish job perks. The fine imposed Friday was the only penalty a judge could impose on the Trump organization. The company was convicted of 17 tax crimes, including conspiracy and falsifying business records. The amount imposed by Judge Juan Manuel Merchan was equal to double the amount of taxes a small group of executives avoided on benefits including rent-free apartments, luxury cars, and private school tuition. Trump himself was not on trial. He denied any knowledge of executives evading taxes illegally. An American citizen who'd been detained in Russia for nearly a year was released Thursday. Taylor Dudley, who's 35, was detained when he crossed from Poland into Kaliningrad near Moscow last year in April. CNN reported the Michigan resident's detention was not widely reported because his family wanted the negotiations for his release to remain private. He was attending a music festival in Poland. It's not clear why he crossed the border into Russia. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.